is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. On a day when Republicans hail their 2024 presidential ticket, Democrats are at a crossroads.
The real rainmakers in the party, I think they're getting in a room and trying to figure this out now.
CBS News political contributor Joel Payne says party leaders have been active behind the scenes. CBS's Ed O'Keefe on what President Biden is being told.
The two top congressional leaders, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, now have all said to him essentially, there's a potential you're going to lose. We're going to lose dozens of House races, handful of Senate races, and lose total control of Washington. That message has been conveyed. His team knows that. They understand it. They've seen the polling.
Biden is in Delaware now with his third case of COVID-19. Donald Trump is in Milwaukee, where tonight he will accept the Republican nomination for the third time.
Donald Trump's acceptance speech is one of the most anticipated in years, coming just 5 days after he was almost gunned down in Pennsylvania. Connecticut delegate Hector Hoyos expects the emotions of that will be reflected in the speech.
I think that the experience he went through has changed him. That changes people, changes anybody. And so I think that we'll see a different Donald Trump, a Donald Trump that is more graceful.
Doug Sovereign for CBS News, Milwaukee.
Charlie DeMar has more on the investigation into the Pennsylvania attack last weekend.
The FBI says so far they have conducted about 200 interviews, everyone from people who attended this rally, law enforcement, witnesses. They've gone through 14,000 images from that day, of course, before, after, during the event, and still a direct, clear motive has not been established.
Authorities say the gunman's internet searches included Trump and Biden, the FBI director, and members of the British royal family. Overseas, a second trial hearing in Russia for American Evan Gershkovich. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Russian officials have broadly hinted that they are willing to free him in a prisoner swap, maybe for a KGB colonel currently serving a life sentence in Germany for murder. But the Russians have also said no deal can be done until the trial is over. At this stage, there's no way to know whether today's early hearing takes Evan Gershkovich any closer to being freed, but we have just heard that the closing arguments will be heard tomorrow.
Former U.S. paratrooper Michael Travis Leak was sentenced to 13 years today in Russia for selling drugs. Big cleanup going on in Rome, New York, after the worst tornado to hit that area in decades.
Like a black veil coming down the street. Window blew out, knocked me down, and then I'm just standing there trying to like figure out where the hell to go. It literally looked like the movie Twister.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 260 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine firefighters rescued a four-year-old child from a burning home near Douglas and Yount yesterday. The child was found hidden under a bed and rushed to the hospital while two firefighters required medical attention. A police chase from Zion ended in Kenosha with a crash on Green Bay Road early this morning. A 29-year-old driver from North Chicago was arrested. Kenosha's Lake Michigan water is being retested for high bacteria levels, with results expected today. Racine beaches remain open and safe for swimming. Country Thunder is starting in Kenosha County with increased security measures. The Sheriff's Department says they're partnering with other local departments to maintain safety. Scout Troop 222 from Racine presented colors at the RNC last night. The third night of the convention featured the young scouts in a patriotic display. An F-35 fighter jet escorted a small plane out of restricted RNC airspace yesterday afternoon. The pilot, going from Indiana to Oshkosh, inadvertently entered the no-fly zone. Racine firefighters assisted veterans with limited mobility during the Salmonorama fishing tournament. The fire department helped transport participants to and from boats for the popular event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic, the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical, the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Chrissy's home for local news and timeless. This beautiful afternoon, 71 degrees. Or I should have said 71 perfect degrees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. Oh,
Racine's Famous Zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Shining on me. Keep dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
To hear some funk at Dixieland. Pretty mama, come take me by the hand.
Come on, by the hand,
take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long. I like to hear some funk at Dixieland. Pretty mama, come take me by the hand.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. One timeless hit, I think more so because it's a more of a popular meme than it is actually the song getting played anymore. But there's a meme going around. It has a horse at a class reunion, you know, as horses do. And it's got a hello, my name is, and nothing on there. Yeah, horse with no name. Yep. And one of my favorite tunes, especially from a group that just doesn't get played anymore, except now on this station. America is up next on WRJN.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
First Impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Vollman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
All the life
Love.
hit record, The Locomotion. That was Little Eva on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. And a beautiful day. Sunny, beautiful tomorrow, beautiful for Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. It's 71 now.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on. Some may go, he will surely be his. When the one that left us yet returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. We got something to do tonight. You do. Yeah, don't sit at home. It's summer in Wisconsin. We all know how short that is. So it's not like we live in Florida and we have 300 days worth of sunshine. Nope, we get what we get, and that's it. And then we're back to winter. So I just like being depressing in the middle of summer. That's what I do, actually, according to my husband's. Bring your lawn chair and chill in the grass next to Racine's beautiful harbor tonight. It's Hot Harbor Nights at Festival Park. Got some great band playing tonight. I don't know which one, but, you know, they say great bands, so I'm going to take them at their word here. Plus drinks and food trucks, and it's free. That's right, free 99 every day of the week, but especially Thursdays when they hold it at Festival Park from 7 to 10 tonight. That is Hot Harbor Nights right here at WRJN with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Waddles.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. Republicans want to cut into the Democrats' advantage with young voters this year. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young people face.
Whether it's home ownership, whether it's lack of salary development, you know, the struggles in trying to start families because of all of that. And I think we are going to see a massive swing in young voters in our direction because of that.
J.D. Vance is 39, one of the youngest people ever to run for vice president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine firefighters rescued a 4-year-old child from a burning building on the city's north side yesterday afternoon. It happened near Douglas and Yount. The young victim was found hidden under a bed in a room adjacent to where the fire started. He was rushed to the hospital with no word on his condition at this point. Two firefighters also required medical attention following the incident. The cause is still under investigation. Green Bay Road in Kenosha saw some high speeds and a crash after a police chase early this morning. Pleasant Prairie police say they picked up on a chase out of Zion with spike strips put out and the car crashing out at Green Bay Road and Washington Road. The 29-year-old driver from North Chicago was arrested on several charges, including drunk driving and recklessly endangering safety. They're retesting the water at Lake Michigan beaches in Kenosha with new results possibly posted today. High bacteria levels had the swim areas at Eichelman, Simmons Island, and Southport Park beaches closed. Technically, the beaches are open, but you're told not to go in the water. The beaches and water in Racine are okay. Country Thunder is kicking off in Kenosha County. The Sheriff's Department says they're mobilizing more than 100 staff members and partnering with nearby agencies to maintain safety and order. The county board declined to send law enforcement staff to the RNC because of the music festival needs. Authorities are reminding people going to the festival and those living in the area to be aware of increased traffic and to plan their routes accordingly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Days don't get much better than this. Sunny, comfortable, with high temperatures smack dab into those mid-70s. With calmer winds today, we can put that on repeat for tomorrow, too. In fact, we'll get just a few degrees warmer as well. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. It's a girl!
Spoonful. You don't have to be so nice on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits like this one from Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty is going to be in Milwaukee at what used to be the Marcus Amphitheater. It's now called the American Family Insurance Stadium, whatever, down on Summerfest grounds. George Thorogood and the Destroyers is going to be opening up for him. He's down on the corner.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. By the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing a folk boy's band, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, people just got a smile. Who gets bones of the face?
Timeless. It's WRJN. So you're at the deli and your number comes up. You, number 57, come and get your love. That is Redbone. No other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in twice an hour. Weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles and Mike Clemens at the top of the hour, on the hour, right here at WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence, or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget, it's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but ugh, you also know it's probably going to be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy. Because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated, so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up, Mike Clemens and sports. We have him once an hour. He's awesome. Been a friend forever. Not that he'll claim me as a friend or anything, but that's beside that. Stuart J. Waddles also coming up with local news. And by the way, if Stuart shares a story and you're like, I wish I had a little bit more of that story, you can always check our website at WRJN.com and scroll down to news. And then you can read the rest of the story. Here's Bachman Turner Overdrive.